Over 2 years ago, the Nome police went through their records and found they had 460 cold case sexual assaults going back to the year 2005. They reopened those cases. As December of 2020 drew to a close, Nome police investigator Scott Weaver addressed the Nome City Council on his findings.
There were some cases a good amount of cases that had been investigated by police officers that were here at the time, and simply the case just needed to be put together, sent over to the district attorney's office.
That meant that in some cases, NPD failed to finish the process of gathering and sending the evidence that would have allowed the district attorney to make a decision about whether to charge an assailant. Weaver told the city that almost every case of the 460 cases for audit has been reviewed.
Some cases just needed to be classified appropriately, but there were many cases that needed work.
Some of that work has included additional interviews and DNA evidence. In order to get closure and justice for some of those survivors, Weaver had to chase down people who no longer lived in the state, and in many instances, had to reopen wounds that were nearly a decade old.
15 years ago, they may have had an injustice here. It may have been a police officer here, somebody that was working here that didn't do what maybe they should have done or followed all the steps. But did they want to start that over now? Because some have scarred from that or put a Band-Aid on it and they don't want to talk about it. And that's understandable.
As of December, Weaver, along with the Nome District Attorney and others in the police department, have identified 29 cases from that audit that could move on for potential prosecution, pending DNA evidence and more interviews. That sexual assault case audit has been part of a big effort by the police and City of Nome to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the rest of the community over the last couple years. But how did Nome get to the point where so many sexual assault cases needed to be potentially reinvestigated? The answer goes back to before 2018. Lisa Ilana is a Nome community member whose kitchen table became a safe space for women, and sometimes men, to eat dinner and talk. The group soon came to realize that many of them had a shared experience. They were reporting their sexual assaults to the Nome police, and then they would hear nothing about the investigation.
Turned into a situation of, wait a second, you know, if this is happening to all of our cases, it's probably happening to everybody's cases, and what do we do about it? You know, this is unacceptable. This won't do.
Over the years, Ilana says they worked with other groups to create change for sexual assault survivors.
So over the course of between 2015 and 2018, there were meeting after meeting after meeting, people coming together to support each other initially and then turning into this advocacy kind of movement. We came to kind of an understanding of what would make things better. Right? And through the process of working with the different agencies and trying to push for changes to procedure and policy and not making any headway, we decided then to come forward in the form of a public complaint.
In May of 2018, a group of mostly Alaska Native women, including Ilana, introduced their own resolution on sexual assault to the Nome City Council. It alleged that the local police were not forwarding evidence for prosecution. Ilana told the council at the time that survivors would go to the police department and get no help. They would be turned away from the police with no answers about their sexual assault. Some didn't know if an investigation was even taking place.
That was really frustrating for us, for crimes that are so violent and so demeaning and dehumanizing. Sexual assault pulls at you.
Over the next few months, the council heard more concerns about uninvestigated sexual assaults and then learned the department had rehired a community service officer in the summer of 2018, 1 month after he pleaded guilty to assaulting an Alaska Native woman in his care. Then more women began to go public in statewide media outlets with stories of their own uninvestigated sexual assaults. One of those was a former NPD dispatcher, Bun Hardy, who says her own colleagues didn't investigate her rape after she reported it. After she reported her rape, she began to notice patterns among some of the Nome officers, particularly Nick Harvey.
The victims would call in and ask to speak to him, but he would avoid those kind of phone calls. Avoid it, and just, he would tell me, Bun, just tell him I'm still working on it. You know, and then after a few months of him doing that, I'm like, seeing it with my own eyes, you're not doing anything to investigate these cases, these people who are faithfully calling every day.
Nick Harvey's attorney declined any comment on Harvey's behalf for this report. Nome residents and others came forward with their own allegations of policy violations and potentially criminal behavior from other officers. As all of these issues came to a head, in September of 2018, Nome Police Chief John Papazadora quietly retired and a new chief from Virginia took over. When Chief Robert Estes arrived in Nome, public trust in the police department was fractured. Part of Estes' goal was to audit hundreds of sexual assault cases and look at every call for a sexual assault that came in. Estes declined to be interviewed for this report, but in 2019, he and investigator Jerry Kennan spoke with the Associated Press and KNOM about their findings. Kennan explains that plenty of the sexual assault cases were handled appropriately, but some had significant problems.
So what I was finding in these is that there just were no narratives done to them at all, so much less an investigation that was done. Some of these cases have really been bad, serious cases that just were never investigated.
The Nome police blame inefficient policies, a lack of staffing and experienced investigators, and high turnover as the reasons why so many cases went uninvestigated. Here's what current Nome Police Chief Mike Heinzelman had to say about the situation.
If an officer was working on a case and he decided, I'm leaving, I'm gone, I had enough. Well, if someone didn't look into his assigned cases, that case just went cold.
For a region with some of the country's highest rates of sexual assault, the Nome Police didn't have regular full-time investigators in their department. Heinzelman says the average sexual assault case can take 30 hours or more to complete. And those calls were done by regular patrol cops who weren't specialized in investigations.
They would have to be responding to calls, doing their normal stuff that they would have to do in addition to working on cases that were assigned to them.
But others say the reason that so many sexual assault cases were not handled properly is due to racial bias. The Nome police were unable to provide KNOM with racial data on the survivors involved in the audited cases. But in June of 2019, the police chief wrote to the city manager in an email obtained by KNOM, quote, "We have identified 51 historical cases with 100% Native Alaskan women victims where there has been zero to poor follow-up at best," end quote. For the predominantly Alaska Native survivors and their loved ones, it was clear that something was wrong when they would never hear about their cases. Advocates like Darlene Trigg of Nome pushed to have a citizens' oversight committee. After months of contentious city discussions and compromise, the Nome Public Safety Advisory Commission was finally formed and coded into city ordinance in 2019. It's a step in the right direction for accountability, says Trigg.
And when something goes sideways, to look into it and to check to see whether or not the police department acted within its own policies.
Trigg, Ilana, and fellow community activists suggested several additional concrete policies for the police to consider, including requiring police to undergo more trauma-informed training and hiring an investigator to handle backlogged sexual assault cases. Some of those changes have already happened. The department hired investigator Scott Weaver in the fall of 2020 to deal full-time with sexual assault cases. And internally, current Chief Mike Heinzelman says there are more efficient systems in place.
We recognize there is a shortfall. Some of the things weren't done the best. There were some procedures that weren't in place that checks and balances, but we're in the right direction right now. Everything that is called in is something that is investigated fully.
I see positive changes happening, and I really hope that we can institutionalize these changes so that, like I said, it's not beholden to the goodwill of who's currently in a position of authority.
That's Coeric CEO and President Melanie Banky. She feels encouraged that the city regularly reaches out to the tribal consortium to discuss public safety issues. But she also says many of those changes have come in with new leadership at the police department. Nome City Manager Glenn Steckman says the city is doing what it can with its resources to create lasting change.
We're trying to figure out is how do we get stability in this department. That's the challenge that we face, stability.
But Steckman doesn't want to dwell in the past.
We have the history up here. These officers weren't involved in it, and they are being heavily criticized, but they weren't involved.
The community members point out that the current officers and city leaders responsible for hiring them are part of an institution. And until institutional change is complete, advocates and longtime Nome residents like Darlene Trigg say a public apology, some acknowledgement of what has happened, is needed for the community to heal.
Well, it's necessary. That's the truth. You know, some level of acknowledgement that harm has been done is probably not something that an attorney would want a city to do. However, there are people who are owed that in this community. Their families and their livelihoods and their ability to walk in our town in a healthy, safe way is forever changed.
But by the airing of this report, the City of Nome nor the Nome Police Department have issued such an official statement. Stay tuned to KNOM for the final part of this series, where we will further discuss some solutions presented by the Nome Police, survivors, and several others that KNOM interviewed for this five-part series. Reporting in Nome, with help from KNOM's Davis Hovey, I'm Emily Hofstetter.